Welcome to Football Paul Bunyan Country. When the Bemidji State football team decides they want to have a fishing tournament, it gets a little murky. Brent Bolte joins us next.
With the best, and if you're not, ooh, yes, girl, soon you're gonna be. I catch more fishes than the seagull birds. If you all ain't fishing, you're a bunch of nerds. Cause the fishes all tremble at the sight of me. Cause I'm fishing Paul Bunyan Country! Country!
Welcome to Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Well, we're checking in with the head football coach of the DSU Beavers, Brent Bolte. Not often we talk with a football coach during Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, but A, he fishes, and B, he's got a big fishing fundraiser for his program coming up. Brent Bolte, welcome back to the show.
I appreciate you having me, Jeff.
Well, we got this thing started last year, a fishing tournament, which you call War on the Shore, on the shores of Lake Bemidji. How did that idea come to you, and looks like you're ready to go again this year?
You know, it's something that we always wanted to do, even when Coach Stess was leading the program. It just makes sense to have it in North Country here where we're at. We did one during the ice fishing season, and we decided to move it to summer. And the War on the Shore, the name of it actually came from our team camp. We always do kind of a big hoop to do with the last day of our team camp, and the winners of the War on the Shore for us, then they go jump in the lake and sing the fight song. It's kind of a cool deal. So we kind of just piggybacked off that, and we kind of ran it last year and kind of worked out the kinks. And I think we had 13 or 14 both last year, and now certainly this year the interest is definitely elevated, and hopefully we can get a bunch of people out there supporting Beaver Athletics and certainly the football program and having a good time.
Well, definitely Coach Tesh was a big angler, I know you like to angle. So there's a lot of guys and the coaching staff, past and present, that have been fishermen.
Oh, certainly. If I could get out, like my boat decided to go on the disabled list here this summer, so I'm going through fishing withdrawals right now, so I need this. But, yeah, the whole staff, we love to get out. We do a lot of fishing together, and it's nice to be able to go out and get out of the office in such a beautiful area and go enjoy the outdoors and nature and be able to, you know, get on the lakes in different varieties and shape with the fishing. And it's just been a lot of fun, and one of the things that's really drawn the staff and the players, which recruitment and everything as well.
So how does it work? I know you can have teams of up to three people.
Yep. So with everything going on this year, we're asking everybody, obviously, to go through the foundation. We got it all on social media and sign up for the event prior to. You still can do it at day of, but we're not going to do any hard forms. So you can go to the foundation website. You can go to just the football website through BSU Beavers as well and get the link and be able to get your team. But it's $250 per boat. You can have max three people per boat. That will include three meal tickets for the post-dinner, which we're still working out some details with the COVID pandemic going on of exactly how we're going to feed it. But it'll be down at the tavern on the South Shore is where we'll end up doing that as well. So that's what we'll do. The event will start at 7 a.m. That's when the check-in for the boats will occur on Diamond Point Park. And then we'll blow the horn. We'll do an inspection for the live well and get all the prizes and the gift packages out to the boats at that point. And we do keep everybody on the Bemidji chain of lakes, so if you can get through to the different lakes, you can fish on, Stump, Bemidji, down to, Irvin Carr, down to wherever you can get to through the river. And then we wrap the event up at 3:30, and then we do the happy hour at the tavern in the silent auction and the award ceremony. The happy hour is at 4:30, and then the ceremony itself will be at 5:30 with the live auction and things like that. So those are the kind of the layouts of the event itself, and you can fish anywhere. And then we used a different app last year. They actually changed their name. So it's a catch and release tournament. You certainly can keep your fish. But it's called a Hooked app is what they changed the name to. It's really the exact same as we did last year. So you can take a picture of the fish, and it automatically, gives you the link. So it's a link tournament. And with the rules, we allow you to measure in your top seven walleye and kind of going off the touch zone. And then we allow three northern pike to be caught. It's kind of a different twist. So those are kind of the bonus fish that have pushed people back and forth to win it last year, especially. So essentially, we take your top seven walleye, your top three northern for your team, and get your total length for the prizes and the winners.
Okay. Now, I know he's retired, but I got to think Coach Yonner wants to be a part of this.
He certainly will be. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure on him. He's retired now, so I keep kind of jabbing him. He's got more free time to get out there, so we expect some big things for him. So, but, yeah, he'll be out there for sure. He's obviously been a great staple for the program, along with Coach Tesh, and certainly wants to do as much as he can to keep Beaver football going. So, yeah, he'll certainly be a presence. I did forget to mention the prizes, Kev. So the first place prize is $1,000. Second place prize is $500. Third prize is $250. And then obviously we have a bunch of random gifts that we'll give out. We're also doing kind of a unique thing with the passing of Coach Traxler, or Dr. Traxler. The 48th fish will be a special prize. That was his jersey number in college.
No.
So we've got something that is going to be a really awesome prize. It's going to be something that we're going to wait to announce and get it publicized, but it's going to be an awesome stay and some guided fishing trip opportunities with that. And then I got a kind of surprise the other day. A couple of my former players wanted to add back in, so we one part of the event, we're going to add back a big fish. You know, the biggest walleye caught will be the one that will get a prize. So we got that going, which would be actually named after my dad, who passed away actually last year during the event, I think the funeral was on the event, so I wasn't actually able to be here. So we're honoring a couple people with Dave, right, my dad, and then Coach Traxler. So it'd be a couple nice prizes and a couple extra benefits for getting out there.
We're talking fishing with the head football coach at Bemidji State University, Brent Bolte. More to come. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle, Bemidji State University Football Edition. Head Coach Brett Bolte joining me today, talking about the Beavers fundraising fishing tournament, the War on the Shore, set for Saturday, July 18th. Is there a maximum number of teams you can handle?
You know, I believe that there is, and honestly, at the top of my page here, I don't have it, so we have it on the website, but I think for some reason it's 50, but the DNR does have some regulations for that as well.
Okay, so, but get registered soon so you're not on the outside looking in, basically.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think right now we've already surpassed what we had for last year. I think we're closer to 15 or 18 pre-registered, so with a few weeks to go, I think we'll end up, we're hoping to get 30 boats is what we were kind of shooting for, so hopefully that can come through, and hopefully we get a nice day to get people out there.
That'll be Saturday, July 18th, the War on the Shore, and you start off at Diamond Point and you wrap up over at the Tavern.
Yep, that's exactly right. So the app will shut off for the event at 3:30. That's when the tournament's over. And kind of a neat kind of function of that app is that they have live scoreboards and like banners that run through. Like if you caught a fish, Kev, it would automatically update your score, tell them what you know, what size, what species. And then the app actually, so the leaderboard updates as you know, turn your fish in. And at 2:30, they shut down the live scoring update. So it's kind of like, you know, a race for the end to see who can, you know, not know who's going to be the winner, so to speak, as you finish it up. So everybody's done at 3:30. That's when the app shuts off. We give you an hour to get back over to the Tavern for the social, and then we have the dinner to follow.
All right. And the best way to register is just go to the BSU alumni website, correct?
Yep, and we certainly have it blasted all over social media as well. You can go to the foundation website, or you can also go back to the BSU Beavers under football. We have a link off of that will direct you back to the foundation website as well.
All right. Well, you know, this is a fishing show, but it doesn't mean we can't talk football. I mean, after all, most of our listeners probably football fans too. Coach, you've had a great run. BSU Beaver football has in general had a great run for a long, long time now. You do not have all of the amenities everybody in the conference has, and yet you're right there near the top. What is the secret to the Beavers' competitive nature?
I think we just blended back in with kind of the ideology of Northern Minnesota. I take a lot of pride with the blue-collar, hardworking class of people that we have up here. Is kind of relatable to a lot of the people and the kids that we recruit. And just, it just goes back to the program, just like Coach Tesh developed, and I kind of ran with his ideologies, is, hey, get good people that stay, come from good families, obviously need to be talented, but if we get kids that graduate and stay here for 4 or 5 years, that's why you're not going to have those big, you know, valleys and peaks, so to speak. You're going to be pretty good program if you're able to do that. And we have been able to keep kids here. And then certainly we do have some amenities now. We got the indoor, and we're working on that. Obviously the stadium is probably the area that we need to maybe update. But the kids love it, and they know what they're getting themselves into. We really preach that grind the axe mentality of, you know, enjoy the process, the workouts, and be accountable and preach all that. And I think they, you know, the genuine part of the program and what we sell, we're pretty straightforward. I think that's one of the main reasons. And certainly I think we've updated the roster. I think our kids, our talent pool is probably as deep as we ever have had. And it needs to be, because our conference is probably as good as it ever has been too. So it's a lot of good football. And I think we'll have a really good product this fall, crossing our fingers that we have everything going smooth and we have a fall, you know.
Well, you know, I've never heard a coach say going into a season, yeah, I don't think it's going to look good. So, but I mean, I trust your judgment because, results speak for themselves. Where do you see your strengths compared to other schools in the conference, and where might be some of your challenges?
Well, I think if you just go on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, we just got to, A, figure out where we're at with quarterback. Everybody's been asking about Brandon Ault's return, and he's working hard, and you'll see Brandon on the field sometime this year. If it's first game, second game, third, fifth, whatever, he'll be back. He's just going to get his strength back after he had surgery. But we do return Emmett Enright, so hopefully he can take some strides. And, you know, people forget he was our third-string quarterback with very limited, you know, snaps under center. So he improved as the season went on. So I'm hoping that, you know, maybe a weakness maybe was our quarterback play last year, just because some inexperiences, that can be a strength. I think we'll be really good on the offensive line. In general, we return all but two guys. We lost two all-conference kids, but that is a really deep athletic group, maybe a little bit younger. But you know, we got to develop some receivers, and we just got to, you know, keep working on our overall depth, I'd say, on offense. We lost some good players. You know, Jake Anderson obviously graduated over there, and certainly Joe Woods and Nick Meany, those two guys on the O-line need to be replaced. But defensively, I think our strength will be on the linebacking core. We return Gabe Ames, who was preseason all-conference, you know, the MVP last year. Yakub Muhammad was the first all-conference player as well. And then I think we got to, you know, certainly replace our secondary at corner, where you lose Mikey Junker, who was a, you know, multiple-year all-conference plus All-American last year. And then we lost just a lot of depth with Mikey Kennard and a lot of other good players that were in the two deep. So we'll be young there. We'll be talented. But I'd say that would be where our strength and our weaknesses maybe as we look at, as we address in the offseason.
One of the interesting things I've been reading about is Augustana wanting to make the move to D1 athletics. That's an interesting move, small school, but obviously a lot of dollars and an ability to do that. Do you think they'll be a competitive school on the D1 level when and if that happens?
You know, it'd be interesting to see. I think the overall athletic department should be able to be successful. I mean, they have a big enough area. You know, it's comparable to, say, to Fargo in that sense. You got a major booster in Sanford being there with the hospital and clinic. So I think they have the revenue sources to do it. It's just it certainly the money and being able to bring the talent to do it right away. And you know, you've seen the other Dakota schools be able to do it in basketballs quicker and been competitive on a national level and down the NCAA tournament. So I would expect them to do that, you know, fairly quickly with some of the other sports. I think they can do that. You know, football would be interesting. I don't know if they'll stay scholarship, if they'll go non-scholarship. There's been a lot of rumors out there how they would do it, but they certainly have the resources. Wouldn't surprise me if they'd be able to come in and compete, you know, down the road and in football as well.
We've morphed into football Paul Bunyan country, and we will continue talking football with Da Vinci State University Beaver head football coach Brent Bolte. For those of you who are not Beaver fans, you're always welcome to come into the light. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. We were talking before we went on the air what a weird world we've been living through, and everybody's trying to adjust. And obviously for you guys, it was a huge adjustment in a lot of ways. Nothing that any other program didn't have to adjust to as well. But what were the biggest challenges for a football program during this COVID-19 shutdown?
Yeah, I think the hardest part for us is just the contact with the kids during spring practices. You certainly, you know, the position battles that usually get ironed out, the experience of having those 15 practices plus a live scrimmage that is so nice for your transfers or your, you know, your freshmen that didn't get to play or if they registered their first year. So we didn't get to see that. Like, you know, Matt Gross, for example, at fullback was a great football player, was a 3-time all-conference player, and we have a bunch of fullbacks on the team, but Kev, I couldn't tell you out of that group who's going to be the guy, and you usually kind of get that figured out. So that was difficult, and then it was just a different way to or means to communicate. You know, we spent a lot of time on Zoom meetings and recording our installs, and, you know, I think we probably, the crazy thing is we maybe were in contact with our kids more just because we do weekly team meetings or biweekly meetings, and then, you know, position coaches are able to, you know, do 2 or 3 meetings via Zoom and talk with their guys that we, you know, per week. It's just we physically haven't been able to get our hands on. But the NCAA did allow us one concession, I would say, that they made is we actually, now that we're open in limited capacity, the coaches can actually be in contact with the guys during the summer. So as we got probably 50 guys here right now, we'll probably have 60 or 70 guys once we get back after the 4th and in the end of the July period. But we actually get to do voluntary workouts. So if they request a workout time for us, we can go do, you know, small group stuff with them. So that's been a benefit. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, down at the stadium, you know, 6 to 8, 6 to 10, somewhere in that range, we make our coaching staff available for the kids and get to go out and do football stuff. It's not in pads, but it's at least get them in shape and get them moving. So that's been a benefit. But like you said, it was remarkably odd not having spring and kind of getting everything evaluated, but everybody's in the same boat, so I guess you suck it up and get going, I guess.
Yeah, I do know that we had to, I think it was a NSIC rule to cut at least one game off the schedule. Has that decision been made yet?
Yeah, Division II, I believe it's Division II. We did go to a 10-game schedule, so we do open at home now against Wayne State on the 12th is when our first game will be. And then what they ended up doing, which I'm not exactly sure what the rationale was, but obviously scheduling is difficult in itself. But then when they cut week one, they took your opponent from week one and actually substituted it in week 11. So this year there won't be a North and South divisional champion because we don't play a full North schedule, so to speak. So we were supposed to play University of Mary, which bums me out. Like, I love playing Craig. It's fun to kind of have a rivalry with a former coach. So we don't get to go to Bismarck, but instead we get to go to Sioux Falls and play Sioux Falls week 11. So that'd be, you know, if it plays out, it should be a huge game for us if we do what we're supposed to do through the regular season or through the first 9 games. Hopefully that'd be a game that has playoff implications as things play out.
Have you heard anything regarding whether fans can be in the stands and to what level?
I have not. I think it's such a fluid dynamic with what's going on with COVID, and I'm just praying that we keep our 10 games. Just, I guess I feel like I was a little bipolar, Kev. I one day I thought we were going to get 11. Next game I swore we weren't going to have one. So I'm just praying that we have football in the fall right now, just to get back and get the kids out there. And, you know, I think it's all going to be dependent on region. If there's hot spots, I think they're going to leave it up to individual institutions to make that call at their discretion is what I've been hearing.
Okay. Well, let's circle back to fishing now, because we do know there will be a war on the shore on Saturday, July 18th. Again, $250 per boat and up to 3 people in a boat. One more time, best place to get registered.
Best place to get registered be on our foundation, our alumni foundation website. Just search in the War on the Shore, and that'll pop up. You can register online. If you're more apt, or if you've been able to go on the BSU Beavers website, you can go there, go to the football link, and that is also available to get you redirected back over to the foundation office. So, again, you can register day of the event. We prefer to do it beforehand so we know how many participants and how many bags and stuff for the giveaway stuff to get ready. But you can do it. We'll have a computer down there. You can do it on your phone, and then we'll We will do, but one other thing I forgot to mention, Kev, is we will not be doing any of the rules. Last year we brought everybody out of the boat to do the rules. We'll be sending out all the rules pre-registration. If the boat's registered day of, they'll get sent that link directly the day of, and they'll have to watch those since reducing the amount of people in small areas for the COVID-related issues.
Gotcha. Brett Bolte is the head coach of the Beaver football team. We talk fishing, we talk football, have to talk football, and we talk fishing again. So that'll do it for now. Hey, Brett, have fun at the tournament, and, you know, I'm hoping to watch some Beaver football this fall.
I can't wait. You have a good one. I appreciate it.
Well, the long holiday weekend is here. It's going to be plenty hot, so please have plenty of water when you're out there. Have plenty of sunscreen and have a nice big floppy hat. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Fish Tale, Paul Bunyan, country.